The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
To the FDAA.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of LA's 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
Hey, Americans, listen up. Every 30 seconds, a new illegal alien arrives, so you've got to call the president and Congress to stop this new comprehensive immigration reform bill. It allows an unlimited number of new immigrants, plus the 20 million already here, more rights and privileges than we have, like no prosecution for identity theft or fraud, but citizens will be prosecuted for the same crimes. Welfare and Social Security benefits, credit for time worked in Mexico, flimsy documentation for citizenship, plus they get to bring the whole family here, free in-state college tuition, and get this, no border barriers built without consulting Mexico. Right. That's just some of what they're planning. If they pass this, get ready for the biggest invasion, the biggest tax increase, the biggest mistake our country has ever made. So call Congress toll-free at 866-340-9281 before it's too late. Tell them no amnesty and to act like Americans. Call us too, toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS or go to saynotoillegals.org. That's saynotoillegals.org.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, sanctuary, the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language says, sanctuary, immunity from arrest or punishment as by taking refuge in a sacred place, any place of refuge or asylum. Now, in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, great, great picture. Charles Laughton, Maureen O'Hara, Edmund O'Brien, great picture. Victor Hugo told of the sanctuary of the church for criminals. Now, they were allowed to go there and escape the law. Today, in this age of insanity, whole cities in the U.S. have declared themselves to be sanctuary cities. Now, this is not a place of sanctuary for law-abiding Americans to escape some type of persecution from the government. Oh, no. This is only for people who are in the country illegally. They are allowed to avail themselves of this sanctuary. It is for illegal alien criminals and their prodigy only. Now, people who have come to our country, broken our laws, and thumbed their noses at our sovereignty, need only show up in these cities to get this deal. A magic wand is waved, and their crime is no longer a crime. All of a sudden now, it's just something that we talk about. But it's not a crime. We can't punish them. No, no way. This is unbelievable to me. Now, I have to ask this question, and I've asked it many times, folks. I have asked this question of the Los Angeles Police Department. I've asked it of the L.A. Mayor's Office. I've asked it of the Governor's Office, with two governors in office. I've even asked it of the Congress of the United States when I testified there. And here's the question. And it's a very simple question. There's no interpretation necessary. Here is the question. What laws, as an American citizen, do I get to break and get away with? What laws can I break and get away with? What laws can I get sanctuary for and get away with? What laws will you look the other way on and just let me slide on them? And I'm waiting for an answer. I have yet to get any answer in any of the venues listed above. They have never said one word when I asked this question. They just look at me like, duh. And it's a valid question. I'm an American citizen. If there's any goodies or any sanctuary to be passed out in this country, I want it. At least I want my piece of it. You would think that as an American citizen, I would at least have the same rights as an illegal alien in this country. Sanctuary is only valid for illegal aliens who are now, and this is a fact, folks, the chosen people of our time. They are the chosen people. They are the untouchables. They are the Israelites of the new millennium. They have been given sanctuary in our cities, and that sanctuary is not a victimless sanctuary. It is killing our people, literally. Killing Americans. The sanctuary policy has created an atmosphere where people commit crimes against Americans without a second thought. They don't even think about it. Well, let's see. I'm here illegally. Maybe I can steal something. Maybe I can slap somebody. Maybe I can shoot at somebody. Maybe I can molest a child. Because they didn't bother me for being here illegally, I can do this. You know, it's kind of like when kids go away on spring break. They will do things that they would not do at home because there's an atmosphere of being allowed to get away with things. The police turn their heads a certain amount of times, and these kids start thinking, "Ooh, I can do anything. I'm invincible." It's the same thing with the illegal aliens. They come to the country, the government looks the other way, the municipalities look the other way, the states look the other way, and guess what they start thinking? That they can do whatever they want, and they do. Mayors Cory Booker of Newark and Tony Villar of Los Angeles and others, they refuse to recognize the correlation between sanctuary and the killing, maiming, and molestation of Americans. They don't see any connection whatsoever, but there is. Now, if you look closely at what's happening in America, it will become evident that we are under attack as a people. I'm talking about Americans. Some more than others, but we as Americans are under attack. Now, ALIPAC, an organization that's done great work fighting this scourge of the illegal alien invasion, did a study of just the last 30 days, folks, of children molested or killed by illegal aliens. Not 30 months. We're talking about 30 days, and the list reads like this. July 28th, Milwaukee, Oregon. Alejandro Rivera Gamboa, 24, and Gilberto Javier Arellano Gamboa, 23, charged rape and murder of a 15-year-old. August the 6th, Trenton, New Jersey. That's where Jose Carranza, 28, shot four children, killed three of them. The other one shot in the face. August 16th of this year, Huron, Ohio. Lucio Sanchez Martinez. Gross sexual imposition of a minor, an 8-year-old girl. Oregon City, Oregon, on the 20th of August, Alejandro Hernandez Flores and Mario Alberto Flores Estrada charge rape, sodomy, and sexual abuse, two girls ages 14 and 15. August 21st, Franklin County, Alabama, Alvaro Vargas, 38 years old, charge rape and sexual abuse, 11-year-old girl. August 23rd, Bryan County, Oklahoma, Jose Retana, charge rape by instrumentation of a 4-year-old American girl. August 24th, Indianapolis, Indiana, Jesus Valenzuela, 19, charge sexual molestation and burglary victim, a 5-year-old girl. Jorge Alberto Escobar, McAllen, Texas, the 27th, aggravated kidnapping, 5-year-old girl. And it goes on and on and on, folks. There are illustration after illustration of these people coming to our country. And they're not all Hispanic. There's a guy here from Liberia and a few others. But the vast majority of them are coming from south of our border. And they have come to this country and raped and mutilated and mauled and killed our people. Now, I know what you're thinking. There are those who will tell you that the domestic criminals, the homegrown version of criminals in this country, are doing the same thing. And you know what? That is absolutely right and absolutely the case. It's true. I cannot alter that. It is a fact. The difference is this. Both of them are heinous crimes regardless of who has done them. But the difference is this. This is a tool. Their immigration status is a tool that can be used against the alien criminal and not against the domestic one. Cory Booker in Newark, New Jersey, has not figured that out. That, yeah, his domestic criminals can be prosecuted, but his alien criminals can have an immigration hold put on them. They can be deported. All these different things can be used, but they won't use it. And it is a tool that is going to waste with half of the criminals' acts in this country. Without a sanctuary policy, the guys that we talked about just now would get arrested for drunk driving, he'd be given to ICE, and he'd be deported. That's the difference. The guy arrested for driving without a license, give him to ICE, deport him. The guy stopped for speeding, he's got no documents, give him to ICE, deport him. If he comes back, put him in jail for 5 years. Without a sanctuary policy, he wouldn't be around to commit additional crimes. All of these people we just mentioned had been in contact with the police one way or the other, and ICE was not told. That is the problem with a sanctuary policy. They are committing crimes. They are asking for welfare. They're voting in our elections. They're doing all these things that they could be prosecuted for. And guess what? We're not doing it. We are ignoring their immigration status because we don't want to be in the immigration business on a local level. And that's stupid. If the feds won't do it, the municipalities and the states have to. And folks, trust me when I tell you, this is happening all over the country now. The crimes are happening. But also, these municipalities are forming their own rules and saying, you know what, feds, don't do it. That's fine. We're going to do it. We're going to get these people rounded up. We're going to train our police to do immigration work, and we're going to put these people in jail, and we're going to turn them over to ICE and demand that ICE takes them. This is what must be done. But when you hear that your city, like the city I live in here, the city that I love so much, been here all my life, when I hear that Los Angeles is a sanctuary city and allows these people to not get their cars towed now, the new thing to come down now is they will not tow away the car of an illegal alien or anybody else driving without a license. Now, who do you think came and had that done? Gil Cedillo, the mayor, all the rest of them have conspired to have that done because they are of the same race of most of the people who are getting the damn cars towed. And that's racism. That is why they've done this. The vast majority of the people who have had their cars towed and impounded for a mandatory 30 days are illegal aliens who do not have driver's license. Thank God for that. And now they've stopped it. They have stopped that and says, well, we better take another look at this because it could be unconstitutional. Yeah, right. To take an unlicensed driver's car. They're not even arresting the people. They're just taking the car off the road. And now they've stopped doing this. This is the age of insanity, and this sanctuary policy must be stopped. And every ounce of blood, be it through a drunk driver or a speeding driver who kills somebody who has been in contact with the police and they have allowed him to continue to drive, they have allowed a criminal to stay on the street, that blood is on the hands of the government official who allowed them to not be turned over to ICE. That is what we must work on, folks, and we must demand that our government do better. One of these days, if the government continues to do this, there will be anarchy. And I hear it all the time. They talk about, well, we're ready to fight. We're not going nowhere. These people are not going. We're not going to let you deport these people from the country. We'll see. We'll see. Just give me a little time on that one. We'll see what happens. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Floyd Ayers, Vice President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about the Office of Los Angeles County Sheriff. According to this week's news reports, Sheriff Baca has significantly increased the number of senior leadership positions over the last 9 years. Departmental records indicate the number of chiefs of our department has increased by 37.5%, commanders have increased by 61.1%, and the number of sheriff's captains have increased by 25.5%. A number of each of these positions are now held by his campaign contributors. Why would the sheriff need so many new departmental executives? County contribution reports indicate that Sheriff Baca has received numerous campaign contributions from these top executives. Many of these contributions were for the maximal allowable donation of $1,000. Appointed police chiefs, such as Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton, are limited in the kinds of personal contributions or gifts they can accept from their employees or those seeking to do business with them. We at ALADS believe these limitations or contributions and gifts from departmental staff serve a good purpose, especially in the law enforcement agency. For the sake of transparency and good government, ALADS is asking the sheriff to refuse further contributions from employees and vendors in Los Angeles County. I'm Floyd Ayers. Please drive careful, and thanks for listening.
Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. Folks, I want to remind anybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks listening tonight on the RBN Network, all the folks listening at KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, and all the folks listening on KDWN KDON 720 AM Las Vegas. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. And I want to remind you folks, especially in Vegas, Mark Edwards, you know, you guys loved him when he was there. You can get him now on the internet right after I'm on. Go to KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. You can get him on his website, thewakeupamerica.com. Thewakeupamerica.com. You can hear Mark Edwards for 2 hours after I'm on. So all you folks in Vegas and other places that missed him, you can hear him now, and that's a good deal. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, that number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. You know, in another gross example of a Republican tricking his constituency. And folks, let me do a disclaimer. Those of you who never heard me before, I don't beat up on Republicans because I don't like them. I beat up on them because I expect more from them. I expect zero from the Democrats. But a Republican is supposed to do better than this. Texas Governor Rick Perry, this guy showed why very few of these people in office are to ever be trusted. Here's a guy who ran for election and told the people of the great state of Texas that he knew the illegal alien invasion was a problem and that it must be dealt with. Fine. Perfect words. You said it right, Rick. Now, what does he do? Last week, this idiot, this clown, travels to Mexico on a trade mission and proceeds to go against everything the American people who elected him have told him they want him to do and what he promised to do. While in Mexico City, this idiot criticized the U.S. Congress for failing to make progress on immigration reform. He said that members of Congress, quote, lacked maturity, unquote. Then here's a guy that goes on foreign soil and talks against the Congress of his own country, and then went on to tell the Mexican people that our country should develop a foolproof biometric identification system to track individuals and ensure that they pay taxes. He wants a 24-month renewable visa for anyone who has not committed, quote, additional crimes, unquote, in this country. What's he talking about? You tell me what he's talking about. One word. Amnesty. That's what he's talking about. Whenever they talk about additional crimes, they are ready to overlook the initial crime of coming to this country illegally. I think the Congress of the United States, this is my opinion, folks, I think the Congress of the United States lacked maturity by attempting amnesty. That was very immature because they knew we didn't want it. And then they showed great maturity by knowing when to cut and run after hearing the outraged voice of the American people. Once we sounded our voice, they said, you know what, we better give this up. That was a mature thing to do because they knew heads would roll if they didn't. This guy went on to say then that, quote, idiocy, it's idiocy to build a fence along the U.S.-Mexican border, unquote. Idiocy, he said, to build a fence. Now, 80 to 85, 90% of American people want the fence. It's been already okayed by the Congress. The funding has been okayed, and he goes down on foreign soil and says it's idiocy to build a fence. Jeez. And you people will elect this clown again, and I don't get it. I do not get it. When you see you've got an idiot, you cut and run and you put somebody else in there. And don't tell me, well, he's better than the Democrats. This guy sucks. He sucks. He's worse than the Democrats. At least they are what they say they are, liberal idiots. This guy here is supposed to be a conservative, and he's acting like one of those liberal idiots. And to me, that's worse than being one. You suck, Rick Perry, but more than that, you are this week's most horriblest clown of the week. You know, folks, I get these emails. Well, I don't get too many anymore. I used to get a lot of them from people saying, oh, you're 200 Republicans. I don't hear you talk about the Democrats. There's nothing to say. The Democrats are now so close to the Republican Party or vice versa that you can't really tell them apart. There are exceptions, of course. There's Ron Paul. There's Duncan Hunter. There's Virgil Goode. There's Tom Tancredo. There's Brian Bilbray. You know, there's Ed Royce. There's Rohrabacher. There are a few exceptions to that rule. But the average Republican out there is just as confused, misguided, and undecided as a Democrat is. And why would I beat up on Democrats when there's no redemption for them? And here's the alleged conservative party of the country that people look to have conservative, long-lasting values, and they're not doing it. That's who you go after. It's like whipping a kid from down the street. No, you go after your own kids. The kid down the street, you see him doing something, you just look the other way. You see your kid doing it, you're ready to kill him, figuratively. That's what we're talking about here. Looking out for those who should be looking out for us and making sure they do the right thing. And it hasn't been done. Let's get to the phones, folks. Let's go to Crazy Steve calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Greetings from the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado. I'll be brief. I got a frog in my throat. Ramos and company owner still rotting in prison where George Bush put him because he's trying to break the back of the Border Patrol. So AmericanFreedomRiders.com. Puts on protests for these guys every weekend. So on the first Saturday of each month, that's just coming up, they will be in Fort Myers, Florida, San Diego, California, Tucson, Arizona, Manhattan, New York, Omaha, Nebraska, Bullhead City, Arizona. Labor Day is over. Your vacation time is finished. So people, you don't need to sit around and do nothing on this upcoming Saturday. Get out and stand up for these guys. They stood up for us on the line.
That's right.
They got socked away into prison. I'll name those cities one more time. Fort Myers, Florida, San Diego, California, Tucson, Arizona, Manhattan, New York, Omaha, Nebraska, Bullhead City, Arizona. Go to AmericanFreedomWriters.com to get the contact information.
All right, Steve, we appreciate you staying on top of this, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
All right. And, folks, this Saturday, the 8th, in Phoenix, Arizona, there will be a benefit for Agent Ramos' family, who is not doing too well. And
That will be in Phoenix, Arizona. Go to the same place, AmericanFreedomWriters.com. AmericanFreedomWriters.com for all the information. I will be there. A lot of other people. Roger Hedgecock, my buddy from San Diego. Phil Valentine, my other buddy from Nashville. A lot of people will be there. A lot of people from all across the country who are involved in this struggle to fix this problem will be there. If you can come out, it's $20 to get in. All proceeds go to the Ramos family to try to help them stay afloat until we can get this guy out of jail, because he needs to be gotten out of jail. I get some very nasty hate mail. I got a hate mail from a guy who lives in, I think he was from somewhere in southern Arizona the other day, who told me that this guy should be in jail because he went against his own race. He should be locked up because his own race was trying to come into the country and he stopped him. What a vile racist bastard to say something like that. So in other words, he can shoot a white boy trying to come in, or a black guy trying to come in, or an Asian guy trying to come in, but since the guy happened to be Hispanic, he should go to jail because he went against his own. Why are we breaking ourselves up into racial categories? What's with this diversity and this multiculturalism? It makes me sick. And I'm not turning my back and saying there's no racism in the country. We all know there is. But the fact of the matter remains that racism is not what it was once upon a time. And until we ignore it, I'm not saying turn your back on it, but don't make a big deal out of it when it's not there. Until you do that, it's never going to go away. And you people that are in the race business, you know what I mean? Jeez. And I get these emails from a lot of these people from these racist organizations, a lot of hateful people out there. You know what I do? I'll read a guy's email once. After that, his name gets blocked. They go right in the trash. As soon as I get them, go right in the toilet, and I don't read any of this trash anymore. And it amazes me that people even write this racist stuff and try to get people to understand their point of view. Why are we breaking ourselves down into race-based divisions? It doesn't make any sense. This is supposed to be the one place on the earth where you can come and be equal. Well, we've never been equal, but we're supposed to be working towards it. My God. Let's go to Victor calling from Inglewood. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Yes, Terry, thank you. I have two requests and one comment.
Victor, do me a favor.
Yes.
I'm coming up on a hard break. I'm going to hold you over. I'll get you right after the break. How's that?
I'll do that.
All right, hold on, buddy. Yeah, I'm not going to take any calls right now. Folks, I want to remind everybody out there, you've got to do your part. And what you got to do is you got to call your congressman and put the pressure on them, your senators too, I guess, but especially the congressman. Put your pressure on them. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to remember these two Border Patrol agents that are in jail, Ramos and Compiègne. It's very important that we stay on top of that. You can get all the information about them on our website. You can also go to American Patrol every day and find out the updates of what's happening with them. But it is important. These guys were out here defending us, and what we have to do is remember them. Don't forget the people who were defending us. This was a miscarriage of justice by a kangaroo court and a rotten president. And this guy, Johnny Sutton, Johnny Satan, was a member of the Bush camp. He's one of Bush's cronies, and everything he does is based on what George Bush tells him to do. Bet on that one. Bet the farm on that one, folks. That is why he pardoned Scooter Libby, but didn't pardon this guy, these two guys. He could have pardoned them just as simply, and he will not do it because he wants that border to stay open. We're going to hear now from our good friend, Mr. Augustine Cebeda. He is a very, very good American. No race in his body whatsoever. None whatsoever. This is courtesy of CCIR. And any of folks out there that don't believe what we say, listen to this guy. He'll tell you.
Augustine Cebeda, Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of LA. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die.
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of our people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
Plaza Fuerza, this is Aslan, this is Mexico. There are the pilgrims on our land.
Go back to the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
That's what they told me to say, but you know what? They're right. Go there and see the best for yourself and get the best price by asking for the Dennis Prager price list. Vista Lexus in Woodland Hills off the 101 freeway, Canoga exit.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of L.A.'s 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States. I had a lot of people email me and ask me, what did I think about the Senator Larry Craig situation? I couldn't be happier. I'll tell you why. This guy was a reconquista. He was at least facilitating people who want to take over this country by asking for it. He was one of the big pushers for the amnesty, so I hope they keep sticking it to this guy. And that might be the wrong wrong wording there. But I don't know if he did what he did. I don't care. I'm just glad he's out. And if I met him, I would tell him that. I'd spit right on his shoe and say, you know what, man? You sucked. Well, I shouldn't say that either. You're not the kind of person that we want in office, because what you're doing, you're hurting the American people. Not with what you did in the bathroom or didn't do in the bathroom, what you tried to do with the amnesty. So we don't want you around. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Bye bye. See you. No nothing. Bye. Go. You know, don't make no speech on your way out. Just hit it. Go. And he's gone. And one down in about when it comes to senators, one down, about 80 more to go. But this guy is out of our hair now. And I know what you're saying. We could get one worse than him. That may be. But we got rid of this one. And if that's what it takes, I hope they all put their hand under the stall in the bathroom. Let's go to Victor, calling from Inglewood. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, happy Labor Day.
You too, buddy.
Well, let me just say to you that I heard the president of Mexico address the issue of immigration. But on this day, I wish to remind him what George Washington used to say to when he had to address the Constitution regarding against anarchy. He used to say, one state or the minority of them should suppose that they can dictate a constitution to the Union. Well, unless they have the power to apply the ultimate ration to good effect, they will be find themselves deceived. I mean, this is addressing the Union.
Right.
So what can we say about the president of Mexico? He is deceived, and he finds himself deceiving us. And I say to you this because, you know Mr. Elvira Arellano, she went now to Mexico, and he was interviewed with the president for 40 minutes. And according to the news, she's expecting to be granted diplomatic position.
Did they say they were going to do it, Victor? Because I know she asked for it. I haven't heard any more about it.
According to what
she wants to be an ambassador to peace here, folks.
And humanitarian reasons.
Yeah, I got her humanitarian reasons, but.
But the most freaky aspect of this, she hasn't been able to learn English.
Yeah, amazing.
So
amazing.
She's supposed to be now a diplomat, the fast track.
Now she's got the little boy Saul. She's got the brat down there with her because she wants him to learn to speak Spanish.
Well,
so she's brought him down to Mexico. So what happened to all this about we were going to separate families? She brought him down there with her. They're together as they should be, mother and son. The union is back together. You know what I mean? The umbilical cord is attached. Right. What is she talking about?
Well, I tell you, and the two requests I have. One is that perhaps we should remember Glenn Spencer on this day. And the second is for the next clown of the week, we may somehow address our concern with this judge who somehow put an injunction on those letters. They would have to put
for Social Security.
The address to the employees.
Right.
So they would sanction those who are hiring.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, what happened, folks, what Victor's referring to, they were supposed to send out letters to make sure that the numbers matched with the hirees with their Social Security. Now a judge has put a temporary injunction on that. I think that will be lifted. That's just my opinion. But it's just another slap in the face to the American people. And a lot of unions fought for that one, Victor.
Exactly.
Some of these unions wanted that to happen because they didn't want their people to be checked. They want them to be able to work here unstathed by the law. Victor, thanks for the call, buddy. You take care.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's go to George, calling from Tampa, Florida. George, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I like it, Terry. You always pack a punch for one full hour.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I am a commercial driver. I am a commercial driver. I have a hazmat endorsement. I read this Mexican pilot program, and what the most frightening thing about it is when these Mexican trucks roll across, they're not required to have a hazmat endorsement. They're not required to be cleared to haul hazmat. They're not required to meet any weight requirements or hours. They're not required like the American truck driver has to. I have a hazmat endorsement. I have to go get my fingerprints every 2 years.
How hard was that to get that endorsement, George?
Well, I had to take a test. And I paid $90 to get my fingerprints to go into Homeland Security to make sure I'm not Osama bin Laden. And like I say, they're not required to be placarded. And like I say, I could see these Mexican trucks doing hazmat spills on the highway.
Well, you know what? It's inevitable. And when the Americans start dying, you point your fingers right at all these people. George Bush starting, you know, fish stinks from the head, pointed at him. He's the main one out here with the pom-poms in his hand cheerleading to get these trucks in here. And it's really a sad, sad situation for America. George, thanks for the call, buddy. Call us again.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to David calling from Anaheim. David, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your good work, and all Americans should appreciate you and show your appreciation by listening anytime they can. They ought to also show their appreciation for what you're doing by volunteering and doing whatever they can to help out. We're building an army to volunteer and stop this problem. And folks, we should remember that Ronald Reagan was a great proponent of volunteerism. And I had a personal experience by one of his volunteers back in 1980, this elderly lady. She handed me a book about Ronald Reagan. But this is very important, folks, that this is your country, and you must stand up for it. I'd like to make a comment, Terry, about the Mexican trucks and what your caller just made a comment about, your truck driver there. I'm serious. I'm a Reagan Republican, and I personally believe at this point that there should be an impeachment process started against President Bush. And I'm not just kidding. I also like to make a comment about the city council in L.A. They should be recalled. I'd also like to make a comment about Senator Dole. Elizabeth Dole this weekend called for the enforcement of, I believe it's GH-8 of the 1996 Immigration Reform Act to check the status when illegal immigrants are stopped, check their legal status.
Illegal aliens.
Okay, yes, illegal aliens,
yes,
folks.
Sir.
We are in danger. This is the biggest danger facing America right now. I'd like to give your callers and listeners an opportunity to help get out.
Make it quick, David.
The biggest liberal pro-illegal alien in California, and that is Loretta Sanchez.
She sucks. She is horrible, and her sister's just as bad. You know what, David? This broad has been a thorn in our side. She ran, people don't know this, she ran, I believe, for City Council of Anaheim. She didn't make it. So she changed her name back to her maiden name, which is Sanchez, and says, you know, I'm going to run as a Mexican. And, you know, that's what got her in, because there was enough people of that persuasion in that area to vote for her. But it's very
she's another race con.
That's all she is, and it's very disingenuous for her to change her name to get into office, but they do it all the time.
Okay, I'd like to give out our volunteer phone number. We are looking for to raise a volunteer army effort for the Republican who will run against Loretta Sanchez, who will win the primary. We're looking to get 2008 people for 2008, Terry. And here's our phone number. It is 714-864-7241. Again, that's 714-864-7241. And God bless you, sir. May God bless our efforts.
All right, David.
Remember, folks, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Those are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks for the call, David.
You.
Let's go to Norma calling from Lorenz, Iowa. Norma, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Terry, you are a breath of fresh air.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
What we need to do, I think, is I participated 2 years ago in an anti-protest against the day without the immigrant. This is in a small town in Iowa. 500 marched down the street. They closed the meatpacking plant down there. There was only about six of us anti-protesting. I was the only one that was not an employee of the meat factory. They said, today we march, tomorrow we vote.
Yeah, well, that we'll see, Norma. We'll see on that one.
Half a day without the United States citizens. Get all the United States citizens and have a day without us.
I'd love it.
Maybe we can do that.
I love it, Norman. You know what? What we haven't done, Norman, we have power. We flexed that muscle, that power, when we told the Senate no amnesty, and they went against it. They voted it down or didn't vote at all, which is the same thing. We have the power to do this. We have the power to get Lindsey Graham out of office next year for what he did to us. We have the power to make sure that these sanctuary cities are not enacted in this country anymore and not upheld. But the problem is, Norma, we haven't used that power like we should. We're starting to.
Yes,
we need
to wake more people up.
Yes, we need to wake more people up. We have the overwhelming numbers to fix this problem. We just haven't flexed those muscles, but we will. I want to thank you very much for calling. You listen. You keep listening.
Thank you for having Tom Tancredo on. Tom is the same voice and insane type.
He's a great man. Norma, you take care.
God bless.
All right. Let's go to Ron, calling from Los Angeles. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
There's in-state tuition for illegals, but Americans who live in the United States cannot get in-state tuition if they're from out of state. Not only should the illegals not get in-state tuition, they shouldn't even be in the country to begin with at any level of school.
Well, they say you can't blame the child for the sins of the parents, and I agree. So I think the child should be deported right along with the parents so that they can all be together, family reunification in the country of their origin. They need to go, and that's the end of that.
And here's, I don't know if you heard of this one, but in Victorville, what happened, dated August 30th, 2007.
A three-year-old.
Three-year-old by Salvador Luna.
Three-year-old.
And he had a prior child molestation case.
And had been deported once, am I right, Ron?
In Ventura, yeah.
He had been deported once, and he came back, and then he got caught for a DUI here and was arrested and wasn't given to ICE. See, here we go again. He was arrested for a DUI, was not turned over to ICE, and he raped a three-year-old child with the family in the house. He's in the next room. The mother, the child comes in the room. The mother picks up and notices when she gets up off her lap, her lap's full of blood with a child. I mean, just unbelievable.
I know, and this is his niece to begin with.
Yes, this is his niece. It's just unbelievable what is happening here. And these people are just coming here. And let's be honest, let's be fair. All illegal aliens don't rape three-year-olds. But guess what? This guy shouldn't have been here to do it. I don't care if he's the only one who ever did it. This guy shouldn't have been here. Ron, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Terry.
You guys want some more names? Tulsa, Oklahoma, July 20th. Daniel Ramirez, 39. Sexual battery against a 16-year-old boy. Portsmouth, Massachusetts, August 14th, Marvin Hernandez, 27, sexual assault, 14-year-old girl. Gaston County, North Carolina, August the 20th, Ramon Zamora Solano, 41 years old, kidnapped and sexually raped a 5- and a 6-year-old girl. Want some more? Jesus Mora Nava, 30 years old, August the 9th, sexual assault on a 13-year-old boy. This thing goes on and on and on. Sergio Antonio Martinez Garza, 32 years old, August the 18th, two felony counts of sexual conduct against a child, two girls ages 10 and 11. Unbelievable. And this is all in a 30-day period. 30-day period, July and August of this year. Unbelievable. Let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine, California. Ev, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, our president says these people have good family values.
Well, I don't. Anybody that enters your country illegally cannot possibly have any family values.
Terry, today I saw the Speaker of the California Assembly, Fabian Nunez, on Telemundo pleading for the California Dream Act. You know, one bill, Gil Cedillo, now has put in the California Dream Act, whereby illegal alien students who are getting in-state tuition in our colleges and universities should be eligible for financial aid as well. And he says in Spanish, this will be good for our community. Who do you suppose he means by our community?
That means our raza, our race. That's what it means. He means his race. His community is his race. They have these people like him speak in terms of race and race only.
Well, they're almost speaking in tongues. And last year or the year before, the governor, Schwarzenegger, vetoed the California Dream Act. We must call the governor and demand that he not sign the California Dream Act. And one other thing about this Fabian. You remember the Grand March against Prop 187 in 1994?
Oh, yeah.
Just in October, before November election came, when the people voted for Prop 187, at the rally stage, I know you know this, Terry, Juan Jose Gutierrez, who organized the march, and Kevin De Leon, who is now in the state assembly, and Fabian Nunez were on the rally stage ignoring the U.S. national anthem.
They were walking around and talking to each other while it was being played.
And then what did they do when the mariachi band broke into the Mexican national anthem?
Hand over the heart and sang every word of the Mexican anthem.
With fist in the air.
That's right.
I have that on about 5 minutes of a videotape, and we are going to get that 5 minutes up on YouTube next month.
Sounds good. Thanks for the call, Ev.
Bye.
Good stuff. Tacoma, Washington. 42-year-old, rape, kidnapping, and murder of a 12-year-old. Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Jesus Barrientos, 18, aggravated sexual battery and rape of a 6-year-old girl. Alto, Texas, July 27th, Alizar Posadas, 49, indecent contact with a child, 7-year-old girl. July 21st, Village of Monroe, New York, Armando Sierra, 22, statutory rape of a 14-year-old girl. Bentonville, Arkansas, Daniel Lopez Bibiano, 34, attempted rape, sexual assault of girls 5, 10, 12, 13, and 15 years old. Unbelievable. Here's one more. Indianapolis, Indiana. Israel Baez. He was in custody on other charges, and he approached a group of children, and he was arrested with a rape kit in his van. A rape kit. He had intentions to rape. Unbelievable. Let's go to Frank, calling from Santa Barbara. Frank, what do you hear? What do you say?
Thank you, sir, for your work. I want to say from a strategic point of view, there's no doubt that this is a war, and they're out to overthrow America. You look at the website, there's a picture of a bird flying with a stick of dynamite in one hand and knife in the other. It's La Raza. Look at the website. We have to try to pass a bill. We have to pass a bill to not let them vote. We have to cut the illegal aliens out of the voting because they all get their documents. They all get to vote, and some of them even vote 5 or 6 times. And there's 40 million or more votes that went down. And that's where we can nip this at the bud. We have to pass a law to where you have to document who you are and if you are a legal citizen, because that's how they're killing us. A guy walked up and said he's voted 5 different elections, and he laughed. And I said, today we march, tomorrow we vote. We have to pass a law to not let illegals vote. It's more dangerous than a bullet.
Some states have it, Frank. Arizona just enacted it and a few others. But California is wide open, man.
We got to go to Congress. Frank. It's got to be federal all across America because they're killing us.
They are.
Some of them vote many, many times,
yep.
And so there's millions of votes.
It's got to be punishable. It's got to be punishable with 10 years in jail and deportation, anybody who's not.
So here's how they're doing it. We investigated, looked at all the voters, people that were in voter registration places. Here's what it is. They were in Arizona walking up with just welfare cards with their picture ID and a electric bill and getting to vote. And they vote online, they vote in mail.
And here in California, you can't contest them. You cannot contest and say, well, no, this doesn't look right. You have to let them vote. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's where they're killing us, worse than bullets. And so we got to put something on the floor. It's got to be nationwide. You cannot decide what goes on in America if you're not an American citizen, period.
Well said, Frank. Well said, Frank.
And the other thing, there's 5 times as many casualties. If all you people, all you liberal Democrats don't like the Iraq war, well, check this out. There's over 5 times as many casualties in America by illegal aliens than what's going on in Iraq. Every time you see those war statistics, you multiply that by 5. And the last thing I want to talk about is down in the state of Nevada, there's a lady named Lynette Boggs, a fine Christian woman, has a Christian talk show. Just for paying a babysitter out of the wrong account and one little small thing, they're trying to lynch her. The Culinary Arts Union, who's all La Raza and Mexicans and illegals, thousands of illegals with fake IDs working in the casinos.
It's amazing.
They're trying to drag her through the ringer. So if she needs a lot of support, you guys get in touch with Ms. Lynette Boggs' attorney. His name is Mr. Terry down there in Arizona.
Gotta go, Frank. I want to thank you for the call, buddy.
Don't let them vote.
Gotta go. Perfectly said. Take care, buddy. One more names. Jesus Valenzuela, 19, Indianapolis, Indiana, 24th of August, child molestation and burglary, 5-year-old. Here's a good one. Here's a real, real good one here. Mahumbo Kenna, 23. This guy was from, where did all the slaves go back to, Mike? It's escaping me right now. Anyway, this guy's an African. Rape, sexual assault, molestation, and it was dismissed due to lack of an interpreter, but they've refiled on this guy. Liberia is the place. Victims, 18-month-old and 7-year-old girls. Indian Town, Florida, Ruben Hernandez Juarez, 52, battery on a child for molestation, 6-year-old boy. North Hollywood, California, another one. Here's a lewd act on a child by a 41-year-old. This list is just unbelievable, and it covers a 30-day period. Let's go to Brad, calling from Las Vegas. Brad, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Okay, Mr. Anderson, real quick questions. Would it be all right for us? Couldn't we go to California and vote, too, since we're if they don't ask for ID or whatever, couldn't we just get thousands of people?
I can't tell you to do that on the air because I would be liable. But you know what? You're a grown man, buddy. You do what you want.
Okay. One more question.
I do see your point though.
Okay. Listen, you've been to Mexico. I've never been there, but I understand we just walk right over the border. How easy is it for the Mexicans to do the same, to just cross over our border
legally? Well, they can't come into checkpoints.
Oh, they can't.
No, they can't come into checkpoints unless they've got a visa. And there are Mexicans with visas. Some of them have visas for 20 miles. Some of them have visas for 2 days. Some of them have visas. I have friends in Mexico that have permanent visas. They can come and go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there are some. It goes by their economic status. If they're established down there and they got a business, then they can get a visa to visit here. That's fair. But those who they feel may not go back are never going to get a visa, and I guess that's fair too. But here's the point: for us to go to Mexico, we have to have a visa. Now, if we cross into Juarez or Nogales or Browns, you know, out of Brownsville into South Padre or some one of those places, we can go in there legally without the visa as long as we're in a border area. But if you fly into southern or central Mexico, you've got to have a visa. And it has to be stamped by the Mexican government. And it gives you 6 months to stay there. And if you abuse that visa, they will put you in jail. It is a fact.
Okay, I had no idea. I didn't have no clue. So thank you very much for answering the question.
All right, Brad, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Noella, calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Noella, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry, thank you for taking my call.
Oh,
I'm
always
busy. Hey, listen, all the freepers are listening and blogging on your wonderful thread on Free Republic. We all love you.
What a bunch of crazy great people on there. You know what I mean? These people.
Oh, they are.
They really are good
and,
folks. FreeRepublic.com, folks. FreeRepublic.com. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, listen. You know, for months I asked my town officials for a forum, for a town hall meeting about the illegal aliens that were going to come from Georgia into our border county here in Tennessee after July the 1st. They wouldn't do it. They act like it's a sanctuary city, sanctuary county. So last Thursday night, I booked the courthouse
in Cleveland, Tennessee,
and I had my own town hall meeting. All kind of media showed up, and we had about 60 people. You know, not a whole lot, but the thing is that
60 people is a lot.
Huh?
60 people is a lot. Don't play it down. That's a lot of people.
Most town officials came. They're not very fond of me.
next time, Noella, let me tell you something. That's called a start. And that's beautiful work. We're so proud of you. You keep it going. Next time they will come. Talk bad about them in the media. Say they didn't show up. You know, let the people know out there. Get on talk radio locally and say, you know, we had this event. They were afraid to come. You know, and they will show up next time. But I got to go. You keep up
Thank
the good
you very
work.
Much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go real quick. Let's go to Mac calling from Culver City. Mac, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Oh, how you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
Listen, the man in the White House is the one that was doing the damage.
Absolutely.
This is the second one in a row. Clinton was just as bad.
Well, I think Bush's daddy was pretty bad, too, but that's just my opinion.
Okay, this is clearly sedition. What these guys are doing, it's not only the president, it's the mayor. These people should be kicked out of office and put in prison.
I would agree. Should be prosecuted for their acts against America. Mac, I got to go. Our show's over with. Call me again, buddy.
Thanks.
You take care. All the rest of you, I'll get to you next week. Sorry, the end of the show. Don't forget this week with the swings, folks. We've got two great columns you can read on our website, Don't Ask, Don't Tap, and The D Word, as in Vic. It's a good one about Michael Vick. Really good stuff. I want to thank my engineer, Deluxe, Alex Cano. Thanks, Mel, for taking your call. My producer, Michael Wallner. Mark Evers, don't forget him tonight, folks. The Wake Up America, thewakeupamerica.com. You can hear him on KFNX in Phoenix. Don't forget Kevin James every weekday night here on KRLA 9-11. And buy something made in America, folks. It is very important. We need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Without you, we shall perish. And we do need your help. help. I hate to beg. That's why I don't do it often, but we need the money very often. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childress at ImmigrationBuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention.